It's time for Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103 WAKO. Brought to you this season by People State Bank, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Lawrence County Health Department, KZ State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Wabash General Hospital, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI TV 10, Best Way Express, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets and Sweet Teas. Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Lawrence County Sports Leader, Light 103, WAKO.
And good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Conley Gymnasium in Flora, Illinois, the site today of Lawrenceville Indian Basketball, as the Indians play the Paris Tigers in the consolation bracket of the Little Illini Conference Boys Basketball Tournament. Time now for the pregame show, which is brought your way by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. I'm Steve Anderson. Bill Richards is alongside. Lawrenceville Indian Basketball here on this Tuesday afternoon finds the Indians taking on the Paris Tigers. Indians played yesterday in quarterfinal action, lost to the Marshall Lions 59-42. And they find themselves in the consolation bracket back here with short rest, taking on the Paris Tigers. Paris has the advantage there. They haven't played since Friday. They lost in the opening round to the Florida Wolves here on this floor, 54-47. They come in with a record of 7-12, the Indians at 9-10. Well, Bill, the Indians off a disappointing night last night offensively against Marshall. Going to try to ratchet it up again here on short rest against the Paris Tigers.
Yeah, and you know, the Indians have a really good opportunity in front of them, Steve, to play a lot of basketball this week. They played last night, they play tonight, they win tonight, they play tomorrow, they win tomorrow, they'll play Friday, can play four games this week, and if things go well, and really none of the teams they're going to play the rest of this week are teams that they shouldn't be able to beat. In fact, they'd probably be favorites no matter who they're playing the rest of the week. Got a chance to lead this tournament above 500 for the first time all season. If they can win out, take fifth place in this tournament, win the consolation bracket championship, they'd lead this tournament with a 12-10 record and be in good shape to make a stretch run. So a good chance for them here the rest of the week.
I mentioned that the Indians are in the consolation bracket. The winner here tonight will come back tomorrow night and play at 6 o'clock against the Newton Eagles. The second consolation semifinal tomorrow has Robinson against Flora. And then the winners from tomorrow will meet for the consolation championship. That'll be Friday at 5 o'clock. But the Indians aren't worried about that now. They're worried about the Paris Tigers. And just looking at these guys, Bill, we haven't seen Paris before. I haven't played them yet in the conference. They're a pretty big ball club.
Yeah, they don't have sizes listed on their roster, Steve. But I'm telling you, there's about four of those guys that go 6'4", 6'5", maybe even a little bit taller. This Brower kid, to me, looks like he might be 6'6", or 6'7". Just the kind of team that could give the Indians trouble, although Paris does enter with a 7-12 record, and they've taken some real beatings.
All right, that has been the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. Bill and I are back with the starting lineups and the play-by-play in a couple of minutes. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Need to see a cardiologist but don't want to travel out of town? Carl Richland Memorial Hospital offers full-time cardiology services with Dr. Raymond Fisher of the Carl Heart and Vascular Institute. Dr. Fisher is available to see patients for an array of cardiac issues and can complete several diagnostic tests in-house. If you are in need of a cardiologist and don't want to travel far for appointments, call Dr. Fisher at 618-392-1139 to see how he can help you.
Leggett Lumber and Hardware says, get a head start on planning your spring projects. Leggett in Bridgeport is your headquarters for remodeling and construction supplies for the contractor and the do-it-yourselfer. Leggett reminds you that winter means snow shovels, ice melt, heat tape, and more. And put Leggett Lumber and Hardware on speed dial for expert advice and all the supplies you need. 618-945-2751. And when the cold mixed water lines break, Leggett Lumber and Hardware has what you need. Get it at Leggett.
Back here at Conley Gym in Flora, here are the starting lineups for this contest. First of all, for the Paris Tigers, who are the lower seed and the visitors on the scoreboard, they will start under head coach Sean Nugent. Number 3, Mason Hutchings. He is a sophomore guard. Also, number 13, Colton Landrum. He is a senior guard, number 13. Number 15, Logan Rhodes. He is a sophomore forward. Number 23, Matthew Brower. He is a center. He is a junior. And also Jude Sullivan in the starting lineup for the Tigers. He is a sophomore guard, number 25. So Hutchings, Landrum, Rhodes, Brower, and Sullivan for the Paris Tigers, again with a record of 7-12. For the Lawrenceville Indians, Randy Bishop, one change in the starting lineup from last night. Cale Powell will be in the starting lineup, replacing Zeus Marsh. Zeus trying to play his way back into shape with regard to basketball, so he'll not get the start tonight. Indians will start Connor Odell, the 6-foot senior, number 3. R.J. Nelms, the 6'2 senior, number 5. Cale Powell, the 6-foot junior, number 23. Jordan Jones, the 6-foot junior, number 32. And Blaine Winningham, the 6'3 junior, number 33. So again, for the Indians, Odell, Nelms, Powell, Jones, and Winningham. Blaine Winningham will jump it up against the Paris Tigers. Number 21, that's 23 actually, that's Matthew Brower, and the tap control by the Tigers. And there's a steal by Blaine Winningham, and he'll lay it up and in. And the Indians lead by a score of 2-0. So a quick Indian basket, and they're on top. I'm just underway here. Right side pass on the wing to Brower. Now a traveling violation against Matthew Brower. B-R-O-U-W-E-R is the way he spells his last name. And he's called for a walk. Now some pressure by the Tigers on the inbound. Jordan Jones will bring it up against the defense of Mason Hutchings. Across the timeline, left side pass, deep on the wing to Odell. Now to Winningham on the right wing, looks to the middle. Bounce pass down low underneath the Nelms on the left side. Now back out in the right corner to Jones. Now left side to Powell on the wing. Down low underneath to Jones. Shoots from in close. No good from about 7 feet. And the rebound brought down by the Tigers by Logan Rhodes. Here at the top of the key is Hutchings. Hutchings feeding it on the baseline. And a wide open shot up and in by Landrum. Colton Landrum with the basket. And we're tied at 2 here. 6:54 to go opening quarter here at the LIC tournament. Odell across the timeline to Jones. Now to Winningham, deep on the right wing. Left side to Powell. Powell dribbles top of the key. Now right side on the wing to Nelms. Looks to the middle, nothing happening there. Top of the key to Odell, fakes the three. Now right side to Jones on the wing. Now bounce pass to Winningham. Down the lane he comes. Puts it up off glass, has it blocked away by Brower. Gets his own rebound back. Blocked away by Brower again. Long down court heave is intercepted by Jones. Jones intercepting the pass intended down there for Sullivan. Indians on the attack, tied at 2. 6:10 to go here in the opening quarter of play. Winningham deep on the right wing. Brower gives him a lot of room out there, the big guy. Now to Jones. Now underneath they go to Powell. Left side of the baseline. Shot is blocked away by Landrum. And the loose ball comes to the Tigers. Now they lose the ball, and Jones has it. Down court to Odell. He lays it up, and no good. Rebounded by Paris. Mason Hutchings. Right side jumper is off the mark by Landrum, rebounded by Odell. Long down court heave. Here is Powell shooting and scoring for the Indians. 4-2, Tribe. 5:33 to go here in the opening quarter of play. Top of the key is Jude Sullivan. Sullivan on the dribble. Now lets it go from about 15 feet off the mark, off the back iron, rebounded by Nelms, off to Odell. Connor on the right side dribble, backs it out, top of the key to Jones, left side on the wing to Nelms, left corner to Powell, loads up a long three, got it. Powell with the basket, and a timeout wanted by head coach Sean Nugent of the Paris Tigers. Amarillo Federal Credit Union timeout, and the People's State Bank scoreboard reads Lawrenceville 7, Paris 2. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2. Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Indian basketball brought your way by Sweet Teas and Sip It on James Streets in Lawrenceville and by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson back here at Flora off the timeout. Flora, yeah, here at Flora, they pass down low. Tigers do to
that was Rhodes.
Rick Rhodes, yeah, Rhodes, and he had it knocked out of bounds. It'll be Paris Tiger basketball underneath their own hoop. 5 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. Indians lead by 5, 7-2. And it comes in the corner now in the middle. Here is Rhodes with a jumper up and in from about 12 feet. Right side of the lane, Logan Rhodes. And it's 7-4 Indians, 4:50 to go. Opening quarter. Jones at the top of the key. Now to Powell. Powell dribbles to the middle. Tries to feed it down low. Has it knocked away. Nope, it wasn't knocked away. He lost it. Out of bounds, it'll be Tiger basketball.
That's the first turnover on the Indians tonight. Paris has turned it over four times already.
Long downcourt heave. Here are the Tigers underneath. And Brower jams it home. Big Matthew Brower with a two-hand stuff. And it's 7-6. Here are the Indians quickly breaking up court. Jones from the backside has it knocked away. And he can't handle it out of bounds. Off of him, it'll be Tiger basketball. And he's a little too quick there, Bill, and really didn't need to be that fast, and they lost the ball out of bounds.
Well, that was impressive by Brower, getting up and jamming that ball home like that.
Certainly was. Across the timeline, Hutchings. Now right side on the wing to Landrum. Landrum on the dribble, has the ball knocked away by Winningham, but he gets the ball back. And now we have a foul charged away from the ball against the Tigers. I think that was against Brower, jostling down low to try to get position. So it'll be Indian basketball with 4:10 to go here in the opening quarter and a one-point Indian lead.
First foul on either team.
Across the timeline comes Jones. Jones feeding it underneath to Winningham. Now in the corner to Nelms. Left side three-pointer by Odell. Off the mark, no good. Rebound controlled by Hutchings of Paris. He brings it up himself to the free throw line. Now on the right wing, and we have a traveling violation charge against Paris, against Logan Rhodes.
Six turnovers now in Paris here in the first half of the first quarter.
3:52 to go. Odell looking to inbound, does to Nelms, who comes back to help out against the man-to-man pressure. Nelms will bring it up against the defense of Rhodes. Now to Odell, picked up out there by Sullivan. Now to Winningham at the top of the key. Feeds it left side on the wing to Powell. Loads up another three. This one short off the front iron and rebounded by Brower. Outlet pass to Landrum. Landrum down the middle. Splits a double team, but has it knocked away and recovered by Powell of the Indians. Outlet pass at midcourt to Odell. Dribbles to the middle. Right side on the wing to Nelms. Goes to the right baseline. On each now to Winningham. Lays it up with a left hand and in.
Great job there by both Nelms and Winningham.
9-6. Indians by three. 3:13 to go here in the opening quarter. Across the timeline comes Jude Sullivan, picked up out there by Powell. Now top of the key to Brower at the high post with Winningham on him. Gives him a lot of room out there, not expecting him to take a long jumper. Now he leaves it off on the right wing to Rhodes. They feed it down low to Brower, who jams it home again, this time with one hand. Brower with the basket. Matthew Brower, two impressive dunks here, and it's 9-8 Indians, 2:40 to go here in the opening quarter play. Jones, right side to Winningham on the wing. Lane looks to the middle. Nothing happening there. Now feeds it on the right baseline. Up and in. A nice pass to R.J. Nelms, cutting to the basket. 11-8 Indians. Now down the lane. And the ball stolen away as it was stolen away from Hutchings. Indians, Winningham with it. Goes to the glass. Lays it up and in. And a foul. And a chance at a three-point play. Nicely done by number 33, Blaine Winningham, for the Indians, the 6'3 junior. And it's 11-8. Indians, Jesus Marsh comes into the contest off the bench, replacing R.J. Nelms. It's good to have Zeus back in the lineup, his athleticism. And again, he's going to be rusty. He and Noah Wager here. Free throw up and in by Winningham, completing the three-point play. 14-8 Indians. 2:15 to go here in the opening quarter of play. 2:12 to go in it across the timeline. Hutchings now leaves it off for Rhodes. Now top of the key to Rhodes. Rhodes has the ball knocked away. Double teamed, in trouble. Dribbles away from pressure, trying to feed to Brower, but it's intercepted by Jones. Long down court heave is intercepted by Landrum. Landrum across the timeline on the dribble, feeds it in the right corner to Rhodes. Tries to take the baseline, lays it up, no good, but he was hacked and fouled on his way to the hoop.
Foul's going to be on Odell, I believe. That'll be the first on Odell, the first on the Indians. And Rhodes is going to shoot the first two free throws for the Paris Tigers.
1:42 to go here in the first quarter play. 14-8 Indians by 6. Free throw on its way and good by Logan Rhodes. Sophomore forward for the Tigers of Sean Nugent. 1:42 to go. First quarter, second free throw is off the mark. Rebounded by Winningham. Outlet pass to Powell. Right side dribble across the timeline. Now feeds it left side to Jones, who takes the ball to the glass. Lays it up. No good. Rebounded up and no good by Marsh. And the rebound brought down by Paris. Here come the Tigers. Three-pointer from the left corner. Off the mark and no good by J.T. Johnson, who's just checked into the game. And we have a rebounding foul on Paris. It'll be Indian basketball. Minute 22 to go, opening quarter, 14-9. And number 33 into the game, Dustin Creech for the black-clad Paris Tigers. Here's Connor Odell will bring it across the timeline, left side on the wing to Powell. They feed it left baseline to Odell, in the middle to Winningham. Now back out to Jones, long three-pointer, left side, off the mark, no good. Rebound tapped out front. Marsh runs it down, top of the free throw line, underneath to Winningham, lays it up and in. Nice pass.
9 points tonight already for Blaine Winningham. We still got a minute to go in the first quarter.
55 seconds, 16-9, Indians by 7. Trying to make their way to the consolation semifinals tomorrow night. Here is Johnson. Has the ball knocked away by Marsh, but Zeus fouled him. And that stops the clock with 45.3 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. The Tigers will inbound at midcourt. And it comes to Hutchings. Hutchings looking for a screen from Brower. Now down the lane. His shot is up off the back iron. No good. Rebounded by Hutchings. Puts it up. It's blocked away by Connor Odell, of all people. Here's Odell feeding it right side. Powell along three. This one off the mark, no good, but rebounded up and no good by Winningham. And the ball is brought down by J.T. Johnson of Paris. Now to Hutchings. Tries to feed it down low, and the pass is out of bounds. Almost took out my partner to my right here.
I was looking down at my stats sheet and about got drilled.
There you go. 16 seconds to go. Indians can hold for a final shot if they so desire. Leading by 7, Odell signals a play as he brings it across the timeline. Right side to Jones on the wing. Fakes, goes to the baseline, cut off there. Top of the key to Odell. Down the lane he comes, puts it up from 10. Off no good. Rebounded by Landrum as the first quarter comes to a close. On the People's State Bank scoreboard at the end of one quarter here in this contest, it's the Lawrenceville Indians 16, Paris Tigers 9. Back in a minute. This is Indian Hoop on Light 103.
When was the last time you were rewarded for doing things that make life easier? Reward checking at People's State Bank does just that. Simply use your debit card, get your statements online, and set up automatic transactions to earn interest on the money in your account. You're basically being rewarded for doing the things you do every day.
Visit us today for full details on reward checking available on personal accounts only. People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC, online at psbnewton.com.
Happy New Year from your Lawrence County Health Department. I'm Andrea McDowell, Director of Human Resources and Marketing here at your Lawrence County Health Department. We at the Health Department feel privileged to be able to offer so many valuable services here locally to you, the residents of Lawrence and surrounding counties. Everyone at your Lawrence County Health Department thanks you for allowing us the opportunity to help. We wish you a new year of health and prosperity.
Indian basketball brought your way by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, local professionals caring for local people. Also by Best Way Express. If you have a Class A CDL, call 833-BEST-WAY today. Indians with the ball off the quarter break, leading 16-9. Here's Jordan Jones in the left corner. Marsh on the left baseline in the middle to Winningham. And a foul charged against the Paris Tigers on Colton Landrum. So to the line, Blaine Winningham off to a good start here in this contest tonight.
Looking for his 10th point.
Free throw on its way and no good off the front iron. So the score remains 16-9.
Now one out of two tonight. It's the line.
Free throw up and good. He got that to roll through. 7:42 to go here in the second quarter play. Tigers Hutchings across the timeline on the left side to Johnson. Now a drive on the right side down the lane. No good by Landon. Rebounded by March. Indians want to run. Jones lays it up and in at the other end as the Indians fast break.
First basket of the night for Jordan Jones. 10-point lead, the biggest of the night.
19-9, 7:18 to go here in the second quarter from the LIC tournament in Flora. Top of the key to Landrum. Now at top of the key is Rhodes. Rhodes feeding it underneath. And Marsh knocks the ball away as trying to put it up and in was Dustin Creech, but Marsh knocked it out of bounds. Jude Sullivan back into the contest for Paris.
Skylar Toole in. First time tonight for the Indians.
Toole number 11 for the Tribe. And it comes in the right corner to Landon. Now down the middle, a shot laid up and in by Rhodes. Logan Rhodes with a hoop. And it's 19-11, Lawrenceville. 6:50 to go here in the second quarter of play. It's Toole across the timeline. Left side to Powell on the wing. Now to Toole, right side. In the right corner to Marsh. Looks like a little zone here now by Paris. Top of the key to Toole. Lets a long three-pointer go. Off the front iron. Rebound controlled by Paris, by Rhodes. Rhodes will bring it across the timeline. Feeds it in the right corner. There's a fake and a drive on the right baseline by Sullivan. Shot up, no good. But he was hacked and fouled on his way to the basket. And we'll head to the line for Tiger free throws.
Fouls on Winningham. That's his first. Third on the team, so good on in that regard. Nobody in foul trouble.
19-11, Indians by 8, 6:23 to go here in the second quarter. Small crowd on hand for both teams in this early starting contest. Free throw up and no good by Jude Sullivan. Here's Brower, the big guy, back in, replacing Creech. And R.J. Nelms back in the lineup, replacing Jones. Nope, not replacing Jones. He's going to stay down at the other end. But Nelms is in the game. Free throw on its way. No good. Off the back iron. Rebounded by Toole. Off to Nelms. Across the timeline. Right side dribble. Waits for his teammates to clear. Now throws it away. Long down court heave. Here is Sullivan heading to the basket. Laying it up and in. Jude Sullivan with the basket. And it's 19-13 Indians. 6 minutes to go here in the second quarter. They lob underneath to Winningham. Now left side to Jones in the corner. Three-pointer by Jordan. In and out, no good. Marsh high for the rebound. Zeus puts it back up and in. There's that athletic ability by Zeus. Sticking it back in off the miss.
And first it's 20, basket tonight for Zeus.
21-13. Indians. Well, long jumper top of the key off the mark by Landrum. But a rebound basket up and in, I believe.
Hutchings.
Hutchings with the basket. Again, these guys are tall. Don't have sizes listed, but they're taller than the Indians. That's for sure. 21-15. 6-point lead. Now a steal out front by Sullivan, who lays it up and in. Sullivan with a steal. Indians careless with the ball there out front. And now Odell is getting set to check back in as Cool brings it across the timeline, right side deep. On the wing to Marsh. Zeus, top of the key to Nelms. RJ looks to the middle. Nothing happening there. Now left side to Toole. Left baseline to Jones. Takes it to the hoop. Has it blocked away by Brower. Nelms gets it back. And it's blocked away by Brower again. Marsh with the loose ball rebound. Puts it up from 12. Right side. Off the mark. No good. Rebound control by Rhodes of Paris. Rhodes beating it off on the right baseline. Shot up and in by Landra. Nice fast break there by the Tigers. And now they've cut the lead to two. 21-19, 4:45 to go in the second quarter. Marsh in the deep right corner. Feeds it underneath, but it's intercepted. Intercepted by Rhodes. Indians sloppy here last few minutes. Enabling Paris to come back. Now down the lane. Shot up and in by Landra. And a foul and a chance at a three-point play. And Randy Bishop wants a timeout. People's State Bank scoreboard. After we have an Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout, the People's State Bank scoreboard reads Lawrenceville 21, Paris 19. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Bestway Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Bestway Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Bestway Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BESTWAY. Drivers are needed today.
Citizens National Bank of Albion has
been underway by Bill Dobson Ford in Washington, Indiana. Find out why a Dobson deal is a better deal and by Ambrose Federal Credit Union. Take time out to find out how great it is to be a member of Ambrose FCU. Sloppy ball has enabled the Tigers to come back, Bill.
Yeah, they're on a big run here. They've scored the last 8 points, going for nine in their first lead.
Yeah, that basket tied the game at 21. Now the free throw is no good, and so we remain tied. Rebounded by Winningham. Off to Odell across the timeline. Waits for his teammates. Now the Indians go into an offensive set. Tied at 21 in this consolation game. Nelms left side on the wing. Beats the top of the key to Odell. Now to Powell in the right corner. Powell underneath now to Jones. He was open, but feeds it now back out front to Powell. Powell in the corner to Jones. Right side. Now back out front to Odell. Left side on the wing to Powell. Three-pointer on the way. Got it. Cale Powell. Three-pointer.
Eight tonight for Powell.
24-21. The Indians on top. Now a steal by Jones, but he hurt himself some way. An arm injury. No, not another injury for the Indians. Boy, it's been crazy, the injuries they've had here. He had just stolen the ball. Was heading for the basket and then crumpled to the floor in pain, holding his, looks like, right arm.
He's getting up.
It appears to be okay.
Making his way to the bench, getting a little bit of a nice hand here from the few people on hand. Hopefully he can come back in the game.
Yeah, strange play there.
I didn't really see what happened. I guess it's going to be Paris ball.
Yeah, he lost the ball out of bounds. He'll have to come out for a play.
He's smiling.
Yeah, it must not be serious.
Thank goodness.
Indeed. Indians have been plagued by injuries all year long. 24-21 they lead. Here come the Tigers. Sullivan across the timeline on the dribble. Guarded by Powell. Leaves it off for Hutchings. Now out front to Rhodes. Rhodes behind the back dribble against the defense of Marsh. Now right side underneath to Sullivan. Now the ball intercepted by Powell. Steal by the Indians. Now to Odell. Left side baseline drive by Nelms. Feeds it to Winningham. Back out front to Powell. Powell to Winningham in the corner. Lets the jumper go just inside the arc. No good. But rebounded up and in off the miss by R.J. Nelms. Nelms the hoop. And the Indians back on top by five with 3:12 to go, second quarter. Tigers work it down low. Here's a drive up and in by Rhodes. Rhodes took the lane, and nobody stood in front of him, stopped him. Randy Bishop not happy with that Mexican Ole defense. 26-23, now the ball knocked out of bounds. Actually, a foul charge, blocking foul.
Foul's going to be on Landrum.
Yeah. Now here's Jones back into the game, replacing Odell. Good to see.
That is good to see.
And into the game is number 35. Bryce Gladding for the Paris Tigers as Sean Nugent digs deep on his bench. 26-23. Here's Marsh, top of the key, left side to Powell. Three-pointer on the way. Short, long rebound brought down by Powell on the left baseline. He'll bring it back out. Beat it to Jones, top of the key. Now underneath to Nelms, cutting to the basket, but off his hands and out of bounds. Indian turnover and Paris basketball. 2:40 to go, second quarter, 26-23. The Indians trying to get to the 500 mark. 9-10 heading into the action. Paris at 7-12. Hutchings across the timeline, tries to take the baseline, cut off by Jones on the right side, and the ball tipped out of bounds underneath by Marsh. It'll be Paris basketball. Nelms out, and Noah Wager into the game for the first time today. Hutchings inbounding underneath to Rhodes, and he's called for a travel. Traveling on Logan Rhodes, and it'll be Indian basketball.
That's 13 turnovers tonight on the Paris Tigers. Had that number be, say they only had half that, they would be in control of this ball game. They just can't handle the ball.
Jones across the timeline to Powell. Now in the middle to Wager. Back at the high post to Jones. Loads up a long three. Got it. Jordan Jones, three ball from the top of the key. Just outside the arc. 29-23. Indians on top by six. 2 minutes to go here in the second quarter of play. There's the ball knocked away from Sullivan. Now they feed it down low to Rhodes. His shot, left side, no good. Ball battled for. The loose ball comes to Marsh. Zeus underneath to Powell, lays it up with the left hand. Fouled from behind. He'll have to earn him at the free throw line.
Powell's got eight, going to be going for 10. Foul is on Hutchings, his second.
Cale Powell at the line for the Indians. Trying to increase a 29-23 lead. Free throw on its way, and good by Powell. Another one coming up for Powell. Cale's average on the rise since getting more and more playing and starting time. Second free throw up and in. Averaging about 4 points a game. That's, as I said, on the rise. 31-23, Indians by eight. Now a reach-in foul on Powell as he tried to strip the ball away from Jude Sullivan coming up floor. 1:42 to go, second quarter. And he comes to the corner to Rhodes on the left side. Now back out front to Sullivan. Down the lane he comes. Puts it up with the left hand from 15. No good. Rebound tapped out front and recovered out there by Garrett King, who's in the game. Now underneath, a shot up and in by Bryce Gladding, just into the game with a score. And it's 31-25. Indians by six. A minute 17 to go. Second quarter. Powell deep on the left wing against the zone. 2-3 zone. Marsh on the left wing now. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now right side to Jones. Deep on the wing. Now dribbles to the top of the key. Long three-pointer by Jordan. Good! Jones with a basket. He's hit 2 threes since coming back in off that strange injury.
8 points tonight now for Jones.
34-25. Indians on top by nine. 45 seconds to go across the timeline. Sullivan. Sullivan looking for a screen from Brower, top of the key. Now off to King. Garrett King feeding it to Rhodes. Rhodes, right side, left side actually. Now they feed it underneath. Here is a drive down the lane, a shot up, no good by Gladding. As the ball knocked out of bounds, it'll be Tiger basketball underneath their own hoop. 27 seconds to go. Second quarter, 34-25 Indians. Inbounding is Sullivan. Gets it in to King. King feeding it underneath to Brower. Loses the ball. Loose ball. Scramble for it. And we have a foul charge. Brower coming over the top of Powell. And a foul charged on the big guy, number 23, Matthew Brower.
Second foul on Brower.
Stops the clock with 20.3 seconds to go. We go to the other end for Indian free throws, and Cale Powell will be there, and Brower checks out of the game, replaced by J.R. Brinkerhoff, another big guy off the bench. He's a sophomore center for the Paris Tigers. Powell having a fine first half. His free throw is on its way and good. 35-25, a 10-point Indian lead. 20.3 seconds to go here in the second quarter in this elimination game in the consolation bracket of the LIC tournament. Powell's second free throw up and in. 36-25. Indians by 11. Paris can hold for a final shot.
That's 12 points tonight for Powell.
Across the timeline comes Sullivan. Feeding it now in the corner right side, left side I should say, to Rhodes. Top of the key to King. Long jumper is off the mark, taken by Gladding. Rebounded by Mweger. His long heave is off the front rim. It would have counted had it gone, but it's off the mark. And the Indians have a lead here at the end of the first half of play. On the People's State Bank scoreboard after one half of play here in Flora, Lawrenceville Indians 36 and the Paris Tigers 25. We're back with the halftime report in 3 minutes. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Assistant Security Officer at Citizens National Bank of Albion with more tips to help you prevent debit card fraud. Guard your debit card account and PIN number. Certainly do not give your PIN number to anyone over the phone. Always check your printed or online bank statements for unauthorized charges. Contact your bank immediately if your card is lost, stolen, or subject to fraudulent activity. Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital presents Warning Signs of Malignancy with General Surgeon Dr. Ferris Al-Ghabouri. The public is encouraged to attend this free speaking engagement this Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. at Central Christian Church in Lawrenceville. Dr. Al-Ghabouri specializes in general forms of cancer and hopes to educate the community on signs, symptoms, and future steps to take. Don't miss Lawrence County Memorial.
This pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Wabash General Hospital has an off-site for orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Patients are seen at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital location every Friday and every other Monday from 8 to 4. Dr. Julko Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Julia Corwin, PAC, and Jenna Kentner, NP. Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel is proud to help serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Call Wabash General Hospital at 618-707-4360.
Sweet Teas and Sip It in Lawrenceville has new ownership.
New Sweet Teas owner Cody Akers welcomes all past and current customers to stop by and allow the Sweet Teas team to make your Indians and Salukis apparel, as well as your company's branded clothing and accessories. Sweet Teas is committed to competitive pricing, quality workmanship, quick turnaround, and friendly professional service. Cody's partner JD, new owner of Sip It, is presenting new items like fresh donuts daily, along with new food and drink choices to Sip It's menu.
The new Sweet Teas and Sip It
support Lawrence County schools and businesses.
Indian Basketball on Light 103 brought your way by Cunningham Young Funeral Home in Lawrenceville, their family serving your family in the time of need, by Wabash General Hospital, people you know, helping people you love, and by Leggett Lumber and Hardware, everything you need for all your projects, get it at Leggett. We're here at halftime in this consolation elimination game of the Little Illini Conference Tournament, Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson. Time now for the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Larry Bob's Pizza halftime report with a look at some of the first half statistics. Here's Bill.
Well, Steve, it's been a good first half for the Indians. They lead it here 36-25. They led 16-9 after one quarter. The Indians got off to a pretty good start. They led 9-4, 14-8 at one point, 16-9, like I said, at the end of the first quarter. Stretched that lead to double digits early in the second quarter. Jordan Jones hitting a layup early in the second period to give the Indians a 19-9 lead. Then Paris roared back into the game. Actually fought back to tie the game. Paris went on a run of 12-2, tied the game at 21-all on Landrum's basket, 4:33 to play in the first quarter. Half had a chance to take the lead because he was fouled on that play but missed. The Indians immediately then went on a 15-4 run to end that first half. Look at some of the shooting numbers. The Indians are 13 out of 34 from the floor, 4 out of 12 from three-point range, so Still not great, but a heck of a lot better than last night when they were one out of 17 from three-point range in the game. The Indians have been to the foul line seven times, made six of those, so that's pretty good. Parris has shot 12 of 25 from the floor for 48%. The Tigers have attempted only one three-point shot. It was no good. They're one of five from the foul line compared to the 6 of 7 for Lawrenceville. Turnovers are really hurting Parris. They turned it over 14 times in this game compared to 8 for the Indians. Rebounding, surprisingly, Lawrenceville's holding its own against the taller Tigers. Lawrenceville has 17 rebounds here in the first half, 15 rebounds for Parris. Looking at the individual scoring, leading the way for the Indians is Cale Powell. He has 12 points. Blaine Winningham is also in double digits already with 10. Jordan Jones has 8 points. Autolo's coming in the second quarter. R.J. Nelms has 4 points. Zeus Marsh came off the bench and scored a basket. Connor Odell started, did not score. Skylar Toole played off the bench, didn't score. Noah Weger played off the bench and didn't score. For Parris, leading the way is Logan Rhodes with 7 points. Colton Landrum has 6. 4 points each for Brower and Sullivan. Mason Hutchins has a basket. Bryce Gladding scored a basket off the bench for the Parris Tigers. And Johnson played and didn't score. Creech played and didn't score. King played and didn't score. And the big guy, Brinkerhoff, came off the bench and did not score. So that's the first half scoring summary.
We're back with more on the halftime report after this from Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital presents warning signs of malignancy with General Surgeon Dr. Ferris Al-Ghabouri. The public is encouraged to attend this free speaking engagement this Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. at Central Christian Church in Lawrenceville. Dr. Al-Ghabouri specializes in general forms of cancer and hopes to educate the community on signs, symptoms, and future steps to take. Don't miss Lawrence County Memorial Hospital's warning signs of malignancy with Dr. Ferris Al-Ghabouri from 6 to 7 p.m. this Thursday at Central Christian Church in Lawrenceville.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Back here at Conley Gym in Flora, where the Lawrenceville Indians enjoy a 36-25 lead over the Parris Tigers in this consolation bracket game. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson on the halftime report. Again, the winner here will make their way to the consolation semifinals tomorrow. Play at 6 o'clock against the Newton Eagles. The other consolation semifinal tomorrow has Robinson against Flora. And, of course, stay tuned on The Legend, our sister station coming up after this game. Bill and I are making our way out of our broadcast position. Turn it over to our colleagues, Ryan Seed and Rob McKinley. They'll have the call of the Red Hill Saluki Casey Westfield Championship semifinal, approximately 6:30 for that. And the second semifinal here in the championship side of the bracket has Richland County against Marshall. So that's the way things go here tonight. This game and the two championship semifinals, the two winners from those championship semifinals will make their way to the championship game on Friday night at 8 o'clock. That's been the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Larry Boats Pizza Halftime Report. Back in a minute with the second half. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Hoax Hair Studio, your image consultant. Because you change. The needs of your hair change. Your face shape changes. Your skin changes, especially in the winter. Your nails change, don't they? Just look at them. And what you did 5 years ago, even last year, probably not the best thing for how you've changed. Call Hoax Hair Studio, 618-943-4567. Make an appointment. Get a beauty assessment. Just north of the square on 12th Street in Lawrenceville. Google us, Hoax Hair Studio.
It's national tax time, and Bill Dobson Ford is having a national tax time blowout. All used inventory is drastically reduced. No gimmicks, no tricks, no hidden fees. No reasonable offer refused. Payments start as low as $88 per month. Drive one and save during the National Tax Time Blowout at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why their customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Ready for the second half. Paris with the ball. Indians on top, 36-25. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson from the LIC tournament in Flora. Black-clad Tigers in the corner trap. There is Sullivan. Now he gives it up to Brower, and he slams her home again. Two-handed stuff by the big guy, Matthew Brower, in the middle, and it's 36-27. Indians. Here's Marsh in the left corner, dribbles to the middle, feeds it underneath, wide open as Wager lays it up and in. Noah Wager, nice assist from Zeus Marsh. And now Zeus steals the ball away and saves it to Powell. Indians 3-on-2 break. Right side of Marsh, lays it up, short, no good. Rebound brought down by the Tigers, and they want to run. Across the timeline is Sullivan. Sullivan to Hutchings, left side on the baseline to Landrum. Shot up, no good, at an awkward angle. Rebounded by Hutchings, shot up, no good. And battle for the ball, out of bounds. Last touch by the Tigers. It'll be Indian basketball. 7:05 to go, just underway here in the third quarter, 38-27. Indians. Jordan Jones slowly across the timeline. Beats it to Powell on the right wing. Three-pointer on the way, got it. Powell, a long three from the right side, 41-27. Powell with another solid shooting night. 6:44 to go, third quarter. Hutchings to Sullivan. Now left side to Calandrum. Now to Brower, the big guy on the left wing. Top of the key to Hutchings. Right side on the wing to Sullivan. Sullivan back out top. Brower at the high post. Left side to Hutchings. Now back out front to Rhodes. Rhodes down the lane. Right side. Shot up, no good. And we have a blocking foul, I believe, on Winningham of the Indians. It was on Blaine. And to the line will go Logan Rhodes of the Paris Tigers. Chance to cut into this Indian lead at 41-27. Logan Rhodes. Free throw on its way and good. 41-28 Indians. Another one coming up here for Rhodes. It's on its way. Good. 41-29. Some zone trapping half-court pressure now. Wager across the timeline on the dribble. Feeds into the corner to Jones. Three-pointer from the left side. Off the mark, no good. Rebound brought down and controlled there by Rhodes. Rhodes up floor to Hutchings. Now in the middle to Hutchings again. Try to feed it in the middle, but it's knocked away by Marsh. Stolen by Zeus. Zeus in the middle. Lets it go from 15 in the lane. No good. Rebound battle for, and Hutchings comes away with a loose ball for Paris. Tough break there for Marsh. Had a nice shot. Couldn't get it to fall. Left side to Brower. Loses the handle. Winningham picks it off. Long down court heave to Marsh across the timeline. Waits for his teammates to clear, and now goes into a set in the middle of Winningham. Beats it in the corner. Now back out front to Marsh. Three-pointer up and in. Zeus with a three ball from the right wing. And it's 44-29. Indians. 5:27 to go. Third quarter and a traveling violation on Colton Landrum of Paris. Indian basketball.
18 turnovers on Paris. They just can't get out of their own way. It seems like they go for minutes where they just turn the ball over just about every time down the floor. That's what's going on right now.
Indians with a nice margin, 44-29. Powell, three-pointer, no good from the right side. Marsh, a strong rebound, up, no good. And he was hacked and fouled. Again, the great jumping ability of Zeus Marsh underneath, leading to Indian free throws here. Zeus averaging about 18 points a game. Of course, missed a lot of time with that back injury. His free throw is up and no good. Score remains 44-29. Here's Garrett King into the game, replacing Colton Landrum for Paris. Marsh with another free throw on its way. In and out, no good. Rebound control by Rhodes. Long down court heave by Hutchings. Now they feed it underneath. A shot up by Rhodes. No, that's Nolan Rhodes. That was Sullivan. Sullivan with the basket. I stand corrected. 44-31, Indians. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Jones across the timeline, loses the ball on the dribble. Now to Hutchings. Hutchings has the ball knocked away. Wager has it. Now he's knocked down and bumped and fouled by Hutchings. It'll be Indian ball.
Three fouls on Hutchings.
So Indian basketball. 44-31, 4:54 to go, third quarter. And some mass substitutions here for Sean Nugent. Three guys out, three guys in. We've seen these guys before. J.T. Johnson is one of them. Here's Marsh in the deep left corner for the Indians. Feeding underneath the winning hand. Ball knocked away. Scramble for the loose ball. And it's brought down by Paris as Dustin Creech coming away with the ball. Now at the other end, shot up and no good by King. Rebounded by King again. Tries to put it up and is fouled and will head to the line for Paris free throws. Garrett King, he's a little guy. Guard, a sophomore guard, but he was down there in the tall timber that time. Rebounded his own miss, but missed in close and will have to earn him at the free throw line. Free throw up and in by King. 44-32 Indians. Nelms in and Wager out for the Indians. Leading by 12 points. Another free throw on its way. Good again. 44-33, 11-point margin. Indians quickly up floor. Powell dribbling to the lane, lays it up. No good, and a foul charged on Paris. Nice quick move there. First step by Powell to get around his man. Headed to the hoop. He'll have to earn him at the free throw line, but he's had a good night for the Indians.
He's got 15 points.
And he misses the free throw off the back iron. The Indians, again, not a good shooting free throw team, or a good free throw shooting team. Haven't been all year. Free throw on its way. Good. One out of two for Powell. 45-33. Indians. Quickly across the timeline, J.T. Johnson. Johnson, double-teamed. Feeds it now on the left wing to Creech. Creech, shot, no good. Long down court heave. Jones snowboarding at the other end. Lays it up. No good. Tapped up by Marsh. No good. And the rebound brought down by Paris, by Creech. Now at the other end, Paris two on one. And a foul charged on the Indians. Indians had the advantage there for a moment. Then they missed a shot in close. And then the other end, Paris had the opportunity to fast break. And they were fouled. And to the line will go Logan Rhodes. Chance to narrow the Indian lead, 45-33, with 4:06 to go in the third quarter. Free throw up and rolls through for Rhodes. Paris staying at an arm's length, trying to make a comeback here. A lot of time to go, 4:06 in third quarter. 45-35 as he hits the free throw, a 10-point lead. Marsh inbounds to Nelms. Nelms picked up in the defense by J.T. Johnson. Will bring it across the timeline. On the dribble. Now loses it. Now needs some help. Finds Powell in the right corner. Powell on the right wing now. Top of the key to Marsh. Marsh underneath to Winningham. Lane goes to the hole. Lays it up and in. Winningham against the defense of Rhodes. Had no problems there. 47-35. 3:40 to go. Third quarter. Rhodes top of the key. Off to King. King right side dribble, leaving it off there, but the ball's knocked away, out of bounds, last touched by J.T. Johnson of Paris on the sideline. It'll be Indian basketball.
And that will be the 20th turnover on Paris.
35 points for them and 20 turnovers. That's not a good ratio. Indians inbound to Powell across the timeline on the left side dribble. Top of the key, now to Winningham, wide open, but he's called for traveling. He was so wide open, he traveled.
Got a little antsy, didn't he?
Yep. Now into the game. Bryce Gladding for Paris. Off the bench, Sean Nugent used a lot of folks here in this game. 3:20 to go, third quarter, 47-35 Indians. Double team ball knocked away by Powell. Powell will head to the glass, lay it up with a right hand and score. Cale Powell continuing his good evening here. 49-35. Now the ball tipped by Jones, recovered in the corner by Johnson. And we have a traveling violation. Another turnover on Paris.
That's
the Indians have it.
Three possessions in a row. They just given the ball away.
Indians inbound to Winningham across the timeline. He goes right to the glass, and he jams her home! Wow! Blaine Winningham with the hops. That brought the Indian bench off its feet. I never seen him get that high before. Wow! One-hand jam by Blaine. 51-35. 2:40 to go, third quarter. Now the ball taken away by Powell. Powell heads to the hole. He lays it up with the right. No good. Marsh with the rebound. Up and in. And a timeout wanted by Paris. Wow, what a play by Blaine Winningham. Ambrose Frederick Credit Union timeout. People State Bank scoreboard. Lawrenceville 53, Paris 35. Back in a minute. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to announce the addition of a certified nurse midwife to our medical staff. Stephanie Gordon has been a midwife since 2015 and is excited to begin taking care of patients in the Richland and surrounding areas. Stephanie can care for women during all stages of life, including birth control management, prenatal and postnatal care, hormone replacement therapy, and regular well women exams. To make an appointment with Stephanie, call the CRMH Family Practice Clinic at 618-392-2940.
Lawrence County High School Sports. All the hard work, all of the spirit, and all of the heart. It's what memories are made of. Embraugh Federal Credit Union is proud to sponsor Lawrence County High School Sports. Please get out and take in the game.
Cheer the Indians. Cheer the Salukis.
Show your appreciation for the hard work that's put in to make Lawrence County High School Sports such a grand tradition year after year. Embraugh Federal Credit Union wants to say thank you to everyone involved with Lawrence County High School Sports. Go Teams!
Indian basketball brought your way by Citizens National Bank, Lawrenceville Banking Center, No Better Banking, by WTHI-TV, depend on News 10. For news, sports, and weather coverage you can count on. 53-35, Indians, 2:24 to go, third quarter. Off the timeout, Paris with the ball, long three-pointer. Right side on the wing is up and in by Garrett King. They really needed that, the Tigers did, to stem the Indian tide. 53-38. Jones, top of the key for the Tribe. Now to Marsh on the right wing. Zeus looks to the middle. Nothing happening there. Feeds it now underneath to a cutting Nelms. Off his hands and out of bounds. It'll be Paris basketball.
I really don't know what to say about that dunk, Steve.
He was up there.
Well, he left Ladding cowering on the floor.
53-38. Paris with the ball, top of the key. Now King tries to feed it down low on the baseline. And the ball knocked away. An offensive foul charged on Dustin Creech down there, trying to make a move on the right baseline through the elbow and was caught. So it'll be Indian basketball. 1:50 to go, third quarter, 53-38. Look at Winningham over there joking with the bench about that dunk. Across the timeline, Jones. And on the left wing to Marsh, Zeus looking for a cutter, top of the key to Winningham. Feeds it down low to Jones, has the ball knocked away, picks it up, shoots, no good, tipped up and in by R.J. Nelms, but nope. They say offensive basket interference. Now R.J. was up there high, and Randy Bishop arguing that that was not basket interference, but he was up there high too. And some of these Indians getting up there tonight. Here's a shot up and... in, and a foul and a chance at a three-point play.
Did I count the basket? He did.
Yep. Nicely done there by Paris. That was J.T. Johnson with a nice move, and he was bumped and fouled and threw it in from an awkward angle. Free throw on its way and in. Three-point play for J.T. Johnson, 53-41. Indians by 12. Powell at the top of the key. Now to Marsh at the high post. Looks for a cutter, can't find anybody. Winningham now at the top of the key, dribbles right side of the lane, lays it up with the right hand. No good, tapped up by Marsh. No good, runs down the rebound in the left corner and is bumped and fouled by Paris. Clock stopped, a minute 8 to go, third quarter. Indians 53 and Paris 41. Here comes big J.R. Brinkerhoff into the game, replacing Dustin Creech in the Paris lineup. Indians inbound at side court. Jones into Winningham. Now Jones tries to take the right baseline underneath the Marsh. He lays it up. Missed it in close. And the ball out of bounds off of the Indians. How did he miss that? From 3 feet away. 53-41. Minute to go. Here's King, right side on the dribble. Right wing. Now they feed it underneath, and Winningham steals it away. 3-on-2 break. Gets it to Jones now. Three-pointer on the way, right side by Jordan. Off the mark, no good. Marsh the rebound. Zeus feeds it out to Jones again. This time he dribbles in for an 18-footer. Right side, no good. Rebound battle for, and Paris comes away with it. Here comes J.T. Johnson. Quickly up floor to Sullivan. Underneath, it's stolen away by Jones. Feeds it now to Nelms. Nelms going to the glass. Feeding it up to Marsh, who lays it up and in. Fast break basket for the Indians. 55-41. Now the ball knocked away from behind by Marsh. Zeus is like a wind-up toy out there, man. It's zip, 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 zip all over the place. Excited to be back in the lineup. They're missing a lot of time with injury. In the corner, King, a long three right side. Off the mark, no good. Rebound tapped around and saved inbounds by Paris, by Clady. And I think he stepped on the sideline. Yep, he did. And it'll be Indian basketball. Good effort there. Indians have to go to the length of the floor with 15.9 seconds to go here in the third quarter, leading 55-41. Powell across the timeline between the circle dribble. 10 seconds to go. Now to Winningham at the high post. Underneath to Nelms. Now to Jones. Jones three-pointer right side. Off the mark, no good. Ball corralled by Paris. And a long down court heave nowhere near the mark as the third quarter comes to an end. At the end of three on the People's State Bank scoreboard, Lawrenceville 55 and Paris 41. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your funeral and memorial needs.
KZ State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams, because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude, are how you define a great team. At KZ State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at KZ State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank. KZ State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back here at Flora, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson. Indians with the lead, 55-41. The ball to begin the fourth quarter. Glad you're with us for action here. Indians, again, looking for win number 10 on the year. There's the ball stripped away by King, but he can't handle it. Ken Powell feeds it underneath to a wide-open Jordan Jones. Lays it up and in. 57-41, Indians. 7:40 to go in the game. Quickly across the timeline, the Tigers to King on the right wing. Back out front to Sullivan. Top of the key to Gladding. Gladding gives it off to King. He throws it up from an awkward angle and scores on a drive. Little Garrett King down the lane with a hoop. 57-43, I should say. Indians, 7:18 to go here in the fourth quarter. Connor Odell into the lineup in this fourth quarter. Has it between the circles, and the Indians will set up an offensive play. Odell looks to the sideline to Randy Bishop. Ball stolen away from Powell. Stolen away, but can't handle it. Not able to handle it. And losing it out of bounds is Jude Sullivan. So it'll be Indian basketball. Landrum back into the game for Paris. 7 minutes to go in the game. 57-43. Indians. Blaine Winningham deep on the right wing. Feeds it underneath to Marsh. Going to the hole. Lays it up and in. Nice pass to a cutting Marsh from Winningham. 59-43. Indians. Ball in the middle to King. Feeds it underneath. Shot up. No good by Brinkerhoff. He was fouled. We'll go to the line for Paris free throws. 6:41 to go in the game. Indians on top by 16. 59-43. Free throw by Brinkerhoff is well off the mark. And here comes Rhodes back into the game, replacing Sullivan for Paris. Again, the loser of this game is eliminated from the tournament. It'll be the first team with two losses. Free throw up and in by Brinkerhoff. 59-44, 6:38 to go in the game. Between the circles is Connor O'Dell on the dribble. Now top of the key to Winningham. Looks down low. Nothing happening there. Left side on the wing to Jones. Now to Marsh in the left corner. Zeus fakes. Now on the dribble on the wing. Goes to the middle. Cut off by a double team. Winningham, a jumper from the free throw line. Off the mark. No good. Rebound control by Paris. By Landrum. Landrum in the corner. King, a three ball from the right side. No good. Rebounded by Jones. Loose ball rebound. Across the timeline. Jordan Jones leaves it off for Powell. Top of the key. Powell on the dribble, backs it out with 6 minutes to go. Indians on top, 59-44, in no hurry with this big lead. Now to Marsh in the left side. Looks underneath. Now finding O'Dell, who lays it up and in. Indians in that motion offense, constant movement away from the ball. And O'Dell flashed free for a hoop. 61-44, 5:40 to go in the game. King down the lane, lays it up and in. Nicely, that was Mason Hutchings, I stand corrected. Not King, but Hutchings. His mate at guard, 61-46. Indians. O'Dell double team, gets it off to Winningham at between the circles. He'll back it out now, and the Indians will go into an offensive set. Powell, left side to Marsh, three-pointer by Zeus. No good. Long rebound is run down by O'Dell. On the baseline right side, feeds it down to Powell. Powell dribbles to the middle, puts it up from 12, has it blocked away by Brinkerhoff. And a foul charged on the Indians as they try to prevent Paris from making their way up floor. Stops the clock, 5:05 to go in the game. 61-46 Indians. Brinkerhoff out, and the big guy, Matthew Brower, back in. Across the timeline, Hutchings, left side on the wing, lets the jumper go from there, no good. Rebound brought down by Powell. Long down court pass to Marsh. Across the timeline he comes. On the left side dribble. Feeds it back out front to Powell. Now right side on the wing to O'Dell. Connor on the dribble between the circles. Guarded by Hutchings out front. Feeds it to high post to Winningham. Left side to Marsh. Left corner to Jones. 4:35 to go in the game. Indians 61. Paris 46. Marsh deep on the right wing. Underneath to O'Dell. Cutting, shooting, and scoring. Connor O'Dell got the ball up before Big Brower could get there. 63-46. Indians, 4:20 to go in the contest. Hutchings down the lane, cut off. Now left side, here's King feeding it underneath and a shot up and in by Landrum, Colton Landrum with the basket. 8 for Landrum here in this game. 63-48 Indians, 4 minutes to go. Here's O'Dell down the lane, lays it up, blocked away by Brower, got another one. Here's Hutchings at the other end, feeds it in the corner to King, loads up a three, no good, tipped up by Brower, no good, rebound up and no good this time by Rhodes, and he'll have to go to the line for free throws. Again, that size showing up there for Paris. And at the line will be Logan Rhodes. Zeus Marsh with the foul for the Indians. Rhodes' free throw is up. No good off the front iron. The score remains 63-48. R.J. Nelms into the game, replacing Connor O'Dell. Randy Bishop rotates his guards out front. Another free throw coming up here by Logan Rhodes. Off the mark, no good. Winningham the rebound. Outlet pass to Nelms. RJ will bring it across the timeline. Pressured by Hutchings. Spins away from it. Now to Powell on the right wing. Powell top of the key. Left side on the wing. In the left corner to Nelms. Nelms on the dribble. Down the lane. Cut off by a double team. And he's called for a travel. Turnover. 3:29 to go in the game. And a timeout wanted by Randy Bishop. Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. People's State Bank scoreboard. Lawrenceville 63, Paris 48. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103.
You're independent. So are we. People's State Bank is a locally owned independent bank. Because of that, we make our own loan decisions right here at the bank. If you have questions from the application to the closing, you get a real person to answer them. Someone you know with local experience. We offer fast answers on your loan requests and personal service throughout the life of your loan.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Visit us today for more details or go online at psbnewton.com.
3:29 to go in the game. Indian Basketball brought your way by KZ State Bank. Bank where you want, how you want, when you want by Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville. Famous for their delicious mouth-watering pizza. How about one now or after the game?
Call 943-2612.
Ball off the inbound, intercepted by the Indians. In fact, knocked away from Browery, turned it over. Another turnover on the Tigers. And the Indians have it in control here. 3:10 to go in the game, leading 63-48. Here's Zeus on a backdoor cut. Is tied up by the Tigers. Tied up by Colt Landrum. Possession arrow in favor of the Tigers. So it'll be their basketball. Marsh out and Wager in for the Indians. 3 minutes to go. 63-48. Hutchings down the lane. Feeds it left side to King. Down the lane he comes. Back out front. Three-pointer. Short. Taken by Landrum, and the loose ball rebound to Jones. Long down court heave is intercepted by Brower. Now off to King. King across the timeline for Paris. In the middle, double team. Shot up, no good from about 10 feet. Now Hutchings, three-pointer left wing for Paris, no good. Tipped up by Brower, no good. He was fouled from behind, stopping the clock with 2:37 to go in the game. Noah Wegger picking up the foul. And at the line, big Matthew Brower.
First trips to the line for him tonight. Let's see how he does.
Missed that one. Score remains 63-48. The Indians. Second free throw up and in by Brower. 63-49. 2:35 to go in the game. Jones cross court now to Nelms. Across the timeline. Now back to Jones in the middle now to Winningham at the top of the key. Indians on top here in no hurry. Noah Wager out front now. Guarded by Landrum. Gets it off to Winningham. Ball tipped away but recovered by Wager on the right wing. Noah out front has the ball stripped away but a reach-in foul charged on Landrum. 2:12 to go in the game. 63-49 Indians. And they'll inbound near the scorer's bench at midcourt. And it comes to Winningham, now to Jones, cutting to the hole, but he loses the handle. Intercepted there by Landrum. He goes one-on-one around Nelms, lays it up and in. Colton Landrum with a nice move, one-on-one. 63-51, 12-point lead, a minute 57 to go in the game. Paris playing chase now. Indians in no hurry, as you would imagine, with this big lead. Now Powell at the other end, shoots no good, and Brower battles for the rebound and has it. Indians had a good shot there, but couldn't get it to fall. Now at the other end, here is Rhodes heading to the basket, laying it up and in on the right side baseline drive. 63-53, 10 points. Minute 30 to go in the game. Full court pressure. Ball inbounded to Wager. Now to Jones across the timeline on the right side dribble. Now backs it out. Indians in no hurry here. Clock their ally. A minute 20 to go. Leading by 10. Wager on the right wing. Looks to the middle. Top of the key to Winningham. And we have a foul, I believe, charged on Paris. It was on Paris, and we'll see who goes to the line for the Indians here. I think Noah Wager is. Yep. He'll be there for Indian free throws with a minute 15 to go in the game. We have a quick post-game show coming up here, folks. We've got to make our way out of here and let our colleagues from the Legend get in here for the Saluki Casey championship semifinal as Wager's free throw is up and in.
3 points tonight for Noah Wager. Still making his way back into game shape too.
64-53 Indians. Another free throw on its way and bounces off, no good. Rebound fought for. Back out front to Jones. His three is off the front iron. Now we have a foul under the basket against Paris. Throwing the elbow down there, trying to clear a room, was Logan Rhodes. And R.J. Nelms will visit the free throw line for the Indians with a minute 11 to go in the game.
R.J. has four tonight. Going to be going for five.
Wager out. Marsh in for the Indians. Minute 11 to go. Free throw by coming up by R.J. Nelms. High Archer up and in. 65-53, Indians by 12. Another one coming up here for Nelms. R.J., a 60% free throw shooter on the year. He missed that one. Rebounded by Rhodes. Across the timeline. Left side deep on the wing. Dribbles to the middle. Feeds the top of the key. Long three-pointer by Hutchins. Off the mark. No good. Rebound battle for. And it's Paris saves it in. Saved it in to an Indian. Now we have a foul charged against the Indians. 57 seconds to go in the game. 65-53. And to the line, big Matthew Brower for Paris. Free throw up and in for Brower. Too little too late, though. 65-54, Indians by 11. With only 57 seconds to go in the game. Second free throw is off, no good. Marsh the rebound for the Indians. Zeus will bring it up himself and is fouled from behind by Paris. Colton Landrum trying to flip it away from behind, but could not. So
he'll
Zeus
take
at the
a
line.
Seat. Five fouls on Landrum.
Zeus Marsh at the line for the Indians. Zeus is a 58% free throw shooter on the year. 54 seconds to go in the game. 65-54. Lawrenceville over Paris. Free throw no good. Rebounded by Nelms, who lays it up and in. R.J. Nelms, rebound basket. Off the missed free throw. 67-54. 45 seconds to go. Top of the key to Rhodes. Here's King going to the baseline. Puts it up from about eight off glass and in. Garrett King with the basket. And a quick timeout by Paris. Amarillo Federal Credit Union timeout. People's State Bank scoreboard 67-56 Lawrenceville. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Back here at Conley Gym in Florida, the Little Illini Conference Tournament Consolation Bracket Elimination Game. Lawrenceville Indians lead the Paris Tigers 67-56. 38 seconds to go in the game. Full court man-to-man pressure. Jones trying to get it in. Finally does, but it's knocked away. But Winningham runs it down now to Marsh. Marsh to the hole. Acrobatic shot, missed everything. Rebounded by Paris. Here's a three-pointer by Hutchings from left side, up and in. And a three-point basket. 67-59, 8-point lead. 27 seconds to go. And a quick timeout. We'll take a 30-second break on the Amarillo Federal Credit Union timeout. 67-59 on the People's State Bank scoreboard. This is Indian Hoop on Light 103.
Happy New Year from your Lawrence County Health Department. I'm Fred England, administrator here at your Lawrence County Health Department. We here feel privileged to be able to offer so many valuable services locally to you, the residents of Lawrence and surrounding counties. Everyone at your Lawrence County Health Department thanks you for allowing us the opportunity to help. We wish you all a new year of health and prosperity.
Steve Anderson back here at Conley Gym. 27 seconds to go in the game. Indians inbound at the far end, leading 67-59. Jones runs the baseline, gets it into Nelms. Nelms fouled, reach in foul, charged on Paris is Jude Sullivan. So we go to the other end for Indian free throws. 24 and a half seconds to go. R.J. Nelms visiting the line. Again, coming up on the legend, KZ and the Red Hill Salukis in the championship semifinal. Free throw up and in by R.J. 68-59. Indians by 9. Lead was double digits at one time in this quarter. Free throw up and in. A little flurry by Paris has made it fairly close. Another one in. 69-59. 10-point lead. Three-pointer left side. Off the mark by Rhodes. Long rebound is brought down. Here's King losing it. R.J. Nelms knocking it away. Now here's Marsh at the other end. Lays it up. No good. Nelms with a tip. Up no good. And the long rebound coming to Paris. Paris is J.T. Johnson. Three-pointer. Left side up and in. But time runs out. And the final score ends up being the Lawrenceville Indians 69 and the Paris Tigers 62. So the Indians win it here, and they are still alive in the consolation bracket of this tournament. They're now 10-10. Paris falls to 7-13 with the loss. Again, the final 69-62. Indians, we're back with the Hoax Hair Studio post-game report in a moment. Indian basketball on Light 103.
It's national tax time, and Bill Dobson Ford is having a national tax time blowout. All used inventory is drastically reduced. No gimmicks, no tricks, no hidden fees. No reasonable offer refused. Payments start as low as $88 per month. Drive one and save during the national tax time blowout at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why their customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Hello, this is Gina Sims, compliance officer at Citizens National Bank of Alban, with more tips to help you prevent debit card fraud. First, memorize your PIN number. Never store your PIN with your card, and don't make it available to others. Keep your receipts. You'll need them to check your bank statement. And mark through any blank spaces on debit slips, including the tip line at restaurants, so the total amount cannot be changed. If you have questions about debit card fraud, feel free to give us a call. We are here for you at Citizens National Bank of Alban. No better banking. Member FDIC.
Time for the Hoax Hair Studio post-game report. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson. Indians win in the consolation bracket, 69-62. They'll play tomorrow at 6 o'clock against the Newton Eagles. The Indians are at 10-10 on the season.
Got some final scoring here, Steve. First of all, the Indians led at the quarter stop, 69, 36, 20, 55. 41, end up winning at 69-62. Leading the way for the Indians, Cale Powell had 18 points. Blaine Winningham had 14 points, including that dunk. Zeus Marsh had 11. Jordan Jones, 10. R.J. Nelms, 9. 4 for Odell. And 3 for Noah Weger. Rhodes led the way with 13 points for the Tigers. 10 for Landrum. 9 for King. 7 for Hutchins. Brower had 8 points. He had 3 baskets in the game, Steve. They were all dunks. 6 points for Sullivan, 6 for Johnson, a basket for Gladding, and a free throw for Brinkerhofer. That's the scoring for Paris.
All right, we're back with our Dobson Ford Player of the Game after this from Hoax Hair Studio, Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Hoax Hair Studio, your image consultant.
because you change. The needs of your hair change. Your face shape changes. Your skin changes, especially in the winter. Your nails change, don't they? Just look at them. And what you did 5 years ago, even last year, probably not the best thing for how you've changed. Call Hoke's Hair Studio, 618-943-4567. Make an appointment. Get a beauty assessment. Just north of the square on 12th Street in Lawrenceville. Google us, Hoke's Hair Studio.
Back here on the Hoke's Hair Studio postgame show, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson. Time now to name our Bill Dobson Ford Player of the Game. And that is who, Bill?
Well, I think we got to give the Blaine Winningham tonight, Steve. He had an excellent game, and he captured the crowd with that dunk. He had 6 out of 12 shots from the floor, 2 out of 3 from the foul line, had 4 rebounds, 14 points, and Blaine Winningham is the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game.
All right, that's going to do it. We'll turn it over to our colleagues from the Legend. That'll be Ryan Seed and Rob McKinley. They'll have the call of the championship semifinal coming up here between Casey and Red Hill. Again, the final, as the Indians will play tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. We'll be on the air around then here on Light 103. Again, the Indians win it 69-62. Steve Anderson for Bill Richardson. Thanks to Gil T. Wilson for his work at the studio. Steve Anderson again saying so long from Clay County.
You've been listening to Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Lawrence County Sports Leader WAKO Light 103, part of DLC Media Sports. Brought to you this season by People State Bank, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Lawrence County Health Department, Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Wabash General Hospital, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI-TV 10, Best Way Express, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Sippets and Sweet Teas. Lawrenceville Indian Basketball, brought to you all season long here on Light 103, WAKO. Lawrenceville, Vincennes.